This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
$115 million. What do they all have in common? We're talking about him, or them. The story's connected to this big bucks right here at the top. Hey, hey, everybody. What's shaking in your world? Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Plus, oh, the good news. We have Best in Show. Who won Best in Show? I'm just going to say the dog's name is Buddy Holly. Beating out 3,000 dogs. That is money, money, too, because there is money in dogs that win the Westminster show. Let's talk first about the big one. The jury finds Donald Trump liable in the civil sex abuse case of E. Jean Carroll. If you've missed this story, this is, again, civil, not to be confused with criminal, because I had a couple of emails asking me some questions about that. In 1996, this is when this happened. It's the civil case that she brought for sexual abuse and defamation. So the jury found that he should pay her $5 million in total damages, a verdict that could maybe complicate the president's election bid in 2024. I say maybe because I'm sure there's going to be an appeal here and you know how the wheels of justice turn and all of that. It just took 3 hours. That's how long they deliberated, where they opted not to find Trump liable for rape, but rather sexual abuse that injured Carroll. So we know he's going to appeal the verdict. His lawyers will. On his social media website, he said he has no idea who she is. He said this verdict is a disgrace. He put it in all caps. If you don't know the backstory, she's a professional writer. She'd sued him for defamation, saying he lied about a sexual assault in 96 in a New York City department store and disparaged her character in doing so. In all, 19 women, of course, have accused him of sexual misconduct. Her verdict is the first, though, to reach this height. I mean, it's certainly in the civil court. And $5 million is the judgment. The thing I think that really nailed this shut for the jury is there was a picture that he was shown during a deposition, and he was saying beforehand, I have no idea who she is. Look what she looks like. She's not my type. And, of course, this is many years later. But the photo he was shown, he kept saying, oh, that's my wife. That's Marla Maples, who was one of his wives, and she was this woman. Carol looked exactly like Marla Maples and was beautiful in the picture like Marla Maples was. And so that, I think, was really damning information when he said that. A couple of things that he said in the deposition. The jury was also asked to determine if Trump's conduct was willfully or want only and neglect, reckless, or done with a conscious disregard of the rights of Ms. Carroll. It said yes. They found that Trump's rhetorical attacks on her in social media posts were defamatory, false, and made with actual malice. So Trump's attorney told reporters that he found the verdict strange because he said it was a rape case all along, and the jury rejected that and made other findings and reiterated will obviously be appealing those other findings. At the heart of this, looking at 2024, if you talk to the political talking heads, what does it mean, or the observers who are assessing what does the damage do with this verdict? And the answer is nobody knows. We don't know. No major candidate has been found liable for sexual abuse that's ever sought the presidency that I can recall ever in our history. So this is uncharted territory, right? You have Asa Hutchinson, the former Arkansas governor who's running for president. He said the jury verdict should be treated with seriousness and is another example of the indefensible behavior of Donald Trump. Other Republican candidates so far, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, they didn't have any comment on the verdict. For Trump himself, his numbers went up after his indictment in New York in late March. So now here we are in May. More polls will be taken. We'll look at what those polls say and see what happens with this appeal. But I don't think this appeal goes through very quickly. So this is a huge story. Trump didn't testify during the trial, and that was something that kept being brought up by her lawyers in their arguments to the jurors. But it was that cross-examination that, like Trump's attorneys, their cross-examination of Carol and her allies, that was lengthy. And they argued that she produced no proof of the rape claims and harped on the number of years that she waited before going public, suggesting she made her allegations because Trump had been elected president and she wanted to embarrass him. At this point, it's in the books and he's found guilty of this. They go for whatever the appeal is, and it's up to the public to decide how to sort it out for 2024. Now, there are other cases that are out there, including the 2020 loss, of course, to Biden in Georgia, his handling of classified documents, whether he tried to defy a subpoena for them, and any involvement he may have had in the insurrection of January 6, 2021. These are all things that are in the courts right now, that are cases that are going on. So there's your 5 million that I mentioned. Okay, another number I said, 7 million. The U.S. owes a whopping, not million, trillion, because you have to multiply those sevens, to foreigners. So that's basically what we're talking about when you look at the federal debt that's owned by U.S. shareholders. Then you look at what's left abroad. So that's $7 trillion. And it includes $1.1 trillion held in Japan and $860 billion held in China. Those are the largest, I'll call them note holders at this point. And speaking of that, you know, debt ceiling, debt ceiling, debt ceiling. So there was a White House meeting. No movement, though, in this White House meeting. And Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters outside of the White House, "All I'm asking is that we spend the amount of money we spent 5 months ago." That's what he said when he came out. So you had House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, all in the Oval Office. Their challenge was to agree on what exactly they were talking about as they met for just a little bit over 1 hour. June 1st is when the obligations could fall to the wayside and we smash the debt ceiling. What happens here? This is the first meeting. There's supposed to be other meetings, but it doesn't look like there was any movement whatsoever in any sort of a direction. George Santos, remember him? Liar, liar, pants on fire? Oh, he's in trouble. What does all that mean? Find out on the flip side.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Fall on the political spectrum. Republican, Democrat, independent, tired of all the nonsense. You know, this is the no drone zone here. It's just too easy to go after George Santos. He makes it too easy, the congressman from New York. Shame on the New Yorkers who put him in that position. I'm not saying the voters, because they were fed a bunch of nonsense. I'm saying why he wasn't vetted correctly. But that's old history. He's already in office, so it doesn't matter at this point, except, my friends, follow the money. When you follow the money, that's usually where you can find the damage. So federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against George Santos, the New York rep, whose astonishing pattern of outrageous lies and bizarro fabrications have really knocked a lot of people, even some of the most hardened political types, off their feet, so to speak. So he's going to appear on Wednesday probably at a federal court in New York's Eastern District where the charges have been filed under seal. So we don't know much about that because, you know, when it's under seal, what does that specifically mean? But the FBI and the Justice Department, this is where this has all been investigated. Prosecutors in New York and Washington have been looking at allegations of false statements in his campaign finance filings and some other claims. That is where that will be his downfall, I think. And of course, he's not commenting, and that's not a surprise. He was going back to New York on Tuesday night. He skipped House votes for the evening, and he'll be in a courthouse, and we'll see what some of those specific federal charges are. But this is, I think, the downfall of the freshman congressman who was elected last year to represent a district that includes some of Long Island and Queens and had been under investigation in a whole bunch of different jurisdictions by the House Ethics Committee. And, you know, and you look, you had Democrats, here's some bipartisanship. You had top Dems joined by some New York Republicans. They've been calling on Santos to resign over these allegations from the criminal behavior on the campaign trail to some petty, ridiculous, personal dishonesty. that goes back over a decade. And this is one of these things where he was so in everybody's face and just going along, going along, going along, and then it was just too easy to dig up misleading, crazy claims about his education and financial status. And of course, the more you dig and then you follow the money, this was going to be the downfall instead of resigning, stepping away. And we'll see. I mean, look, he's been accused of not only breaking campaign finance laws and violating federal conflict of interest laws, stealing cash meant for Iraq war veterans' dying dog, masterminding a credit card fraud scheme, lying about where he went to school. And, I mean, the lists are just crazy and on and on. And I think the worst that I've seen, actually, I don't think, it's the worst that I have seen since I've ever cracked open a microphone. I mean, listen, people can be guilty of stretching the truth, exaggerating, and we've seen this before. We've seen this with resume scandals and whatnot, but it's just ridiculous how much came out of his mouth and was on paper that absolutely just wasn't true. But if they can nail him for the money, you can bet that's the end of the line, because there's no way he's going to survive that. I'd be shocked. I mean, he gets his day in court, but if it's sealed, you go through the process and they can really nail it shut, that's what the big difference is going to make. All right, you want to hear something good? You want to hear about Buddy Holly? Okay, so Buddy Holly is a petite Basset Griffon Venden. I never even heard of that kind of dog, you know, that particular breed. But I'm just going to say, it's a cute dog. So this dog was named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. And he is actually the first of his breed to win the top prize. The Westminster, if you know nothing about it, is the oldest, they actually call it the oldest sporting event, one of the oldest in the United States. Do you know what it's only second to? The Kentucky Derby. So this show has been going on since 1877, even before the American Kennel Club existed. Can you imagine what it was like back then in 1877? What were the dogs, I wonder? I mean, how many people competed? I'm very curious about the history of this whole thing. But now, current times, 3,000 dogs from 210 breeds competed during the week. And, you know, you have the dogs face off other dogs of their breed. They're judged that way. So you get the best in the groups. And then ultimately, you go to the best in show. And that's the most prestigious of all of them. Janice Hayes, who is Buddy Holly's handler, said that her canine Charge is the epitome of a show dog. I guess that means he's really good. I'll just translate that for you. She said he's just everything a PBGV should be. And what is that? Hard-headed, stubborn, and happy. He moves just so easily, and we are so proud of him. It's interesting because last year's Best in Show was Trumpet the Bloodhound, the first of his breed to earn the top spot. So maybe there's kind of a little bit of a trend here to go for different dogs, not necessarily the you know, the same thing that you see over and over and over again. But I think it's kind of a cool thing. I've watched little bits and pieces of it on the tube. I have to be honest, I only watched some highlights of this one because I didn't have hours and hours to watch all of the different breeds. But I think it is kind of fascinating, and I have to say, part of that fascination for me is the silliness of Christopher Guest. If you don't know, look this up. The one of the movie makers who did Best in Show. It was I think a hilarious movie, and it's interesting to think about the way that he twisted some of the funny stories to what the actual deal is with this prestigious dog show. I can't imagine that I would go outside and realize that my home had been hit by a meteorite. I'm fascinated by rocks. I'm kind of a little bit of a, and maybe this is because of time spent with boys, my nephews, who were rock hounds, especially my one nephew. And apparently a metallic object hit a New Jersey home this weekend, and I think it could be a meteorite. It hit about 1:15 on Monday in Hopewell Township, New Jersey, which if you have no idea where that is, I'll just give you some sense of where. Trenton is the capital, so about 15 miles outside of Trenton. It is a 4-by-6-inch oblong-shaped object. It went through the roof and ceiling before hitting the hardwood floor and stopping. Wow, that is so crazy. So Derek Pitts, who is the chief astronomer at the Philly-based Franklin Institute Science Museum, said objects fall into the Earth's atmosphere all the time. We know that. So it's not a rare occurrence. But what's rare is it going through your house. You know, a sizable object that falls in a populated area, hits a house, and then is picked up by the people inside. I mean, the instances of that happening over the last 1,000 years, even this guy from the Franklin Institute says, you could probably count it on your hand. I mean, they're trying to figure out, is it really a meteorite? And they're doing some in-depth analysis on it. But it really looks like one. They say this, it's a very strong possibility. Oh, I'm just watching TV, and here comes the meteorite. Boom, right into that, to the house. And here's what's really crazy. So if it is a meteorite, then it means it's really old. Do you want to know how old it is? They're saying, scientific people, that it, and they're going to examine it further, but it could be as old as 4 billion or 5 billion years old. So I want you to think about that. So this means that that is trash that has left over from the beginning of the solar system. It just didn't get pulled into the planets. So, you know, that whole dust and dirt and rocks and all that stuff that you learned about when you were a kid in school, maybe asteroids, these objects flying around the solar system, and then they get caught in the gravity, the gravitational field of a planet or something, some other body, and then it gets pulled down to the planet. So that's what would have happened here. Wow. I think it is so cool. I wonder, I mean, I guess it would end up being donated somewhere. They're going to do some research on it. I would want to keep it. Hey, look, that meteorite flew in my house. It's crazy how old that could be. Wow. All right, coming up next, it's not about meteorites or asteroids or any of that. It's about you and your opinions. We're headed to the mailbag.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is meeting with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Will the president give Speaker McCarthy an off-ramp, an exit strategy? The exit strategy is very clear. Do your job. Congress must act. Prevent a default.
A compromise not expected to come out of the meeting. A jury has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll sued Trump, saying he defamed her when he denied raping her in the 1990s. 90s. The jury awarded Carroll $5 million in damages. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace. Senator Dianne Feinstein is set to return to Capitol Hill tomorrow. The California Democrat has been absent for nearly 3 months due to illness. Some members in her own party have called for her resignation because her absence complicated their efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all the emails. As I like to say, anything that's on your mind, share it with me. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. 24/7, that is available to you. So easy. And a lot of you are doing that, so bravo, and talking about all kinds of things. And there you go. That's the idea. It's, you know, kind of whatever is buzzing around you, what's happening in your backyard. That's absolutely it. That's what we want to talk about, for sure. So we got this one from Max. Max has been emailing us a lot lately, and Max says, Kate, did you know MTV News is done, nada, out of here? Oh, it makes me feel so old. I'm an 80s kid, and I paid a lot of attention to MTV News. I haven't in recent years, I have to say. So I guess it's no doubt that it kind of has slipped away as time has come and gone. But I sure remember really kind of absorbing it in the early days. So a slice of history, I guess, has come and gone. Yeah, you know, I was reading that too. So the news division, of course, that's what it is. It's out. They had lots of losses because they're part of the layoffs at Paramount, like an 11% drop in television advertising revenue. So of course that's going to go. And they just shot out a memo to employees and said that it's been so successful, Paramount Plus and Showtime shows and Yellowstone and Yellow Jackets, but they have other, what do they call it? I always love the jargon of we're letting people go or we're axing off part of a company. I read this, the comment, they have pressure from broader economic headwinds. Is that what we're calling it? You mean we're practically in a recession, we're not making enough money, so we got to dump something, and this is what we're dumping. I mean, I get it. They have to make the language sound better. So they have to reduce their what they call domestic team by 25%, so they had to realign. And MTV News is something that's going to get hit because Paramount has MTV, CBS, Showtime, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, all of those, which is weird timing, though, because the announcement comes a couple of days after they had the MTV Movie and Television Awards. And they did a pre-tape show because the host, Drew Barrymore, dropped out because she was lining up in solidarity with the Writers Guild of America with their strike. So said, yeah, I can't do this. I can't cross the picket line. So they just had a show that had no host. They just had a hostless show. And I guess it was okay. But that's it. And it just shows you how we live in these strange times of here today, gone tomorrow. MTV News had been around for a while, so it's had its heyday. You're right about that. But there's a thing called, because there's so many news sources that, you know, that exist now, and there's a thing called BuzzFeed News, and it won a Pulitzer Prize, which is pretty tough to get, like less than 2 years ago, and they're shutting down. So, wait, we won a Pulitzer Prize. Does that mean my job is safe? No. It's a huge media company. They're going to cut 15% of their workforce, and that's it for BuzzFeed News. So the way people absorb just strictly news hits is what I'll call it, has obviously changed. And so that was easy for MTV to go in that direction. But it is a piece of history, especially if you grew up in the 80s and, you know, you were listening to the little shots of MTV News. All right, this one comes to us from Terry, and Terry says, "Ugh, Kate, this debt ceiling, schmet ceiling nonsense. I have a father-in-law who keeps asking me about, he's a veteran, he's saying, is this going to affect my checks? Is this going to affect what's happening to me?" And, of course, I tell him, don't worry, it's pops, it's going to be okay. But that's all he hears. He constantly gets hit with negative news and hearing about unproductive meetings and all the doom and gloom and what does it mean if there is a default? Would it mean there would be a delay in his checks? I think people don't realize how many people depend, older people especially in certain circumstances, depend on checks to meet their needs that they are getting from the government. And the more they hear about the debt ceiling, the more they are concerned about what are they going to do. I think you said it on your show, because you certainly can't pay your bills with IOUs. Yeah. Well, the best to your dad. Thanks for his service, Terry. But, you know, here's the thing. What is the plan B? Is there a plan B? I mean, I've said this before, because since I've been doing the show, every couple of years we have this debate about the debt ceiling. And what happens if we crash? What happens if we can't meet our obligations? What does that mean? And then there's the threats of, ooh, what could get backed up? What could get delayed? What, you know, what does that mean if you default? Why do we have to avoid default? Congress will probably act to address the debt limit without conditions, I guess. And there might be some short-term increase in the debt limit that would kind of align to the deadline to increase federal borrowing, which is, I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. But then it would just push the deadline to September 30th. So that's what I think is going to happen. So you can tell your dad that I believe that's what will go on. But we still have the same thing. We still have the prospect of the default, and then what does that mean? And how we have this crazy trillions and trillions that just keeps adding up. And I don't understand it. It's like if we're running a company, I get it. I mean, all these different people that represent all these different interests, that represent your interests, that represent my interests, where you live. Okay, it's simple mathematics. But let's say there's a zillion special interests. There's things falling apart all over the place. There's people who need money here, people who need money allocated here. They pay their taxes, all of that, arguing about where the money goes. But then there's like five, we'll call them serious topics that constantly come up. It's like the border. You know, the border and the financial issues of the debt ceiling. And, you know, we've got four or five that can't they just be the highlights and let's attack these? They have so many committees. Why can't this be the focus to nail this and come up with better, broader solutions that are palatable, that more than temporary for Republicans and Democrats? And the answer is it goes back to the whole special interests and no budget. That's really what it is. It's the same at the border. So we're going to have a major crisis there. In fact, I got this one from Gino, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk a lot about Brownsville. I used to live in Brownsville, and it's a mess. I mean, not just that accident the other day where the nut drove right into all those migrants who were there on the street, but there are so many people that are coming over, and you can bet it's going to be just jammed there. It's going to be jammed at El Paso. It's going to be jammed at Tijuana and other crossings, and crossings we don't even know about will be jammed with people. And they, you know, this is the end of the restrictions, so the people are going to request asylum to get away from the horrific conditions they have in some of these other countries like Venezuela, Honduras, or wherever they might be escaping abject poverty or gangs or whatever it is. I don't have a solution. This should have been dealt with a long time ago. I've heard you talk about that. I've heard you talk about being at the border, seeing what it was really like, and saying that nothing has gotten better in the two decades since you did that. So ultimately, what is the answer? Yeah. What is the answer is exactly what you said. It should have been addressed a long time ago. So at this point, now it's just people just smashing into the border. You've got boats pulling up, packed with people in orange life vests, one after another, arriving however they can, getting picked up, heading toward whatever border they're going to head to. They're going to request asylum at the border. You know, and there's not going to be those restrictions that you had under this Title 42. Title 42, because of COVID, you had 2.8 million times you had people expelled from the U.S. since March of 2020. And this firm date, of course, for the smugglers is perfect because it creates what? An incredible sense of urgency for people trying to make a decision with information that is mostly disinformation about, I got to get out of here, and every coin I have is going to go to this mule to get me out of whatever horrible, fearful, terrible situation that I'm in. That's why there's that fear of the rush of arrivals all at the same time, because of the word that is spreading through all of these countries from Central America, even parts of South America where people have come in from different areas. Of course, Mexico, and they travel through Mexico. Wow. And right now, the flow, it hasn't hit that critical point, but you can bet it will be on Thursday. You definitely will see that. I mean, there's so many stories about what do? They sell everything they have. They pack up whatever kind of food they have, crackers, water, anything to just get out of places that they can't be in any longer. And it's sad, right? I mean, you've got all kinds of smugglers that are waiting for whatever money they have in their pocket to take them through the journey in some incredibly scary, dense jungles and walking. And people every year do it. And the projections are super, super high. Fleeing political instability, unemployment, crime, all of that. Venezuela's political nonsense and economic crisis. But even more distant countries, same thing. So I think the next couple of weeks are going to be very, very, very tough. Thanks for all the emails. Again, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Man Cave coming up.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818 818- 1-800-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the man cave. Everybody's welcome to talk sports with us at any time. And I know we get emails about it. I'll go through more of those emails as we get closer to the end of the week. Got a lot of hoop fans that have been watching what's going on, of course. And we've had some really good moments in these NBA playoffs. The 76ers beat the Celts 115-103. They did that at the Garden, enemy territory. So Philly leads 3-2. Joel Embiid, the center, the all-star, or the MVP, 33 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. I saw a chunk of this one, and it was interesting because Boston fans just don't hold back. I mean, at one point, the Sixers were ahead by 21 points in the fourth quarter. So what do they do with the hometown fans in Boston? The hail of boos, the chants of boos that rained down all around pretty loud. And now Philly can close out the series and go on to the conference finals. They host Game 6 on Thursday night. Philadelphia hasn't reached that stage of the playoffs, the 76ers, since 2001. So it was the third straight 30-point game in the series for the reigning MVP, who I mentioned. And what was key is he had some great rebounds. He had 4 big blocks. He had 3 trays. That made a huge difference. And Jason Tatum led Boston with 36 points, but was just 11 of 27 from the field, that made a huge difference for them. And then the 76ers just, you know, got out such a big lead, and Embiid was able to knock down all kinds of shots, mid-range jumpers, open up the floor for his teammates. And so Boston's big guys were kind of pulled out of the paint, and I think that's the story of the game. So 115-103, Philly with a chance to close it out on Thursday night. For all my Suns fans listening, and I know there's people also, by the way, that are Nugget fans, but I think I've gotten more, I know I've gotten more emails from a lot of you in Tucson and in and around the Phoenix area who listen to the show. Nuggets beat the Suns 118-102. Denver leads that series 3-2. You know, I love Devin Booker. And Devin Booker has to, it seems like he has to have the on fire hands to make something really happen spectacular here. But it's Jokic's performance for Denver that is really so much of the story. A triple-double. And so they got that series lead. And what happens in the next game, of course, could be the end of the Suns. Or maybe they tie it up and then we see who wins that seventh one. But it's been fun, like I said, again, to watch these playoffs, and we're certainly far from done at this point. We've been talking a lot about what's coming up with the Lakers and the Warriors, the Heat and the Knicks. Miami leads 3-1. They're at the Garden. That happens at 6:30. That's the tip there today or Wednesday. Lakers and the Warriors. The Lakers lead 3-1. This one's being played at the Chase Center in San Francisco. It's the later game. And I'm giving you Eastern Time's 9 o'clock tip for that game. And, you know, in this era of Steve Kerr coaching for the Warriors, they have been on the brink of elimination before. But this series and the way the Lakers are playing, pretty tough. I talked about Lonnie Walker, not the household name. I mean, if you watch the Lakers and you watch Hoop, you know him. But he gave the Lakers the punch that they needed, along with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, that stretched us to where it is. So this second straight win they had over the Warriors bring the Lakers to where they are. They're within that one game of the first venture to the Western Finals since 2020, and their first in what is a non-bubble season since 2010. Because remember, the Lakers won that weird bubble, I call it the bubble title, in 2020. And so this is different. The Warriors have won 19 consecutive series against Western competition since Steve Kerr became coach in 2015, and they've only had 3-1 deficits twice in the last 7 years. So good job on the Lakers for doing what they had to do at home and then what they're doing on the road. And I know that there are a lot of Knicks fans who are disappointed because, boy, the Knicks, you are a suffering fan when you watch the Knicks in the modern era, I'll call it. But Heat fans are happy. They're trying to close out their Eastern Conference semifinal series, and they could do it in New York. Jimmy Butler has been playing some pretty good ball. Even when he's missing, he's hitting some of the shots that, just enough shots that they need. And can the Knicks mount, you know, can the Knicks mount any kind of a run? They've had 52 turnovers in the first four games. This is so part of the story. 13 more than the Heat. Miami has out-rebounded New York, especially in games 3 and 4. The offensive boards that they've been able to pull down in both of those games, 13, that made a huge, huge difference. So it's got to be, I mean, I think they have to get on the board fast. Their shooting has to be on, especially from the three-point range. And, you know, they got to be able to hit those shots. And they have to be able to get some of those boards if they're going to find themselves in a place where they can push this to another game. And that's part of the, that's certainly part of the story there. All right, the NFL, I always say this, and we know it, right? The NFL rules in this country and for a lot of people, maybe some of you listening prefer all kinds of other sports, and of course we have in this country all kinds of other sports, but the NFL now is about what's happening in the off season, what's happening with mini camps coming up, what does that mean? And now it's interesting at the I'll call it as my friend that I used to work with, Brian Weber. I heard him today filling in for Jim Rome. He calls it the Blue Horseshoe. There's so much controversy. Colts owner Jim Irsay kind of fired a warning shot to other NFL teams over possible Andrew Luck tampering. So here we go. It's been 5 years since Andrew Luck last played in the NFL. He's been out of the league since retiring since training camp in 2019. Colts owner Irsay says he would like everyone to know that the quarterback's rights are still owned by his team. In fact, he went to where else? Twitter to say if any NFL team attempts to contact Andrew Luck to play for their franchise, it would be a clear violation of the league's tampering policy. I don't know, Andrew Luck, you haven't played in a while. And I guess it's because of the story about the Commanders, that there was a story that came out that the Commanders were so desperate for a quarterback during the 22 off season that they even phoned Andrew Luck, who was retired. And supposedly that's what happened. And I think that's what got Irsay bent out of shape. That, yeah, good luck with that, because you can't do that. You know, when he retired in 2019, he still had 3 years left on his contract with the Colts. And if he ever came back to the NFL, his contract would be reinstated. And the Colts, like he said, would have his rights for 3 more years. And if any team got caught trying to contact him, they would get hit with a big fine for sure, right? Remember, in August of 22, last year, the Dolphins got docked a couple of draft picks, including a 23 first-rounder because of tampering and contacting Tom Brady. So this is serious stuff. Wow, I can't believe it. The Man Cave. We're already out of time with the Man Cave and this hour of the show. Thanks so much to Jeremy Paulson for his excellent work on the technicals. Be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way, friends.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.